How to Train Your Dog, written by Jen Tate and Ryan Tate, and read by Amy Smith. It will come as no surprise that training your puppy while she is young will help ensure you have a well-behaved adult dog. Training also establishes good communication pathways. Puppies aren't born understanding English, and for the most part, people don't know how to speak dog. So if we can surmount the language barrier and learn to understand and interpret their language, as well as teach them ours, we can take the communication process as far as we like. The sky's the limit. It's amazing how much a dog can naturally pick up on you. Just saying the word walk may naturally result in the dog waiting for you at the front door with excitement, while bath time might send your dog hiding in the backyard. Throughout this chapter, we will teach you how to intentionally condition your dog to understand that different words mean specific things. What's more, teaching your dog new behaviours or tricks for the next decade will result in a happier and more fulfilled life for your dog. Dogs love to learn and problem solve. Plus, they enjoy company, food, and play. The beauty of training your dog is that it combines all of these great passions into a lovely little package. In training, we prioritise the fundamentals first. Those behaviours that have the potential to save your dog's life and maintain sanity within the household. These are the essentials, like sit and come. However, once you've established the basics, don't stop. Teach her spin, shake, roll over, jump into your arms, collect the mail, and find your phone or your daughter's teddy. Whether the behaviour you are teaching her is useful or whether it's just a snazzy trick to show your friends, the experience of learning is an activity that provides important mental stimulation for your problem-solving, sociable, four-legged friend. It's worth noting that when we say the word behaviour, we usually refer to teaching your dog an action that is functional and or natural to achieve an obedient dog or a common-sense outcome. Come and stay are examples of behaviours. A trick, on the other hand, is usually something optional that is taught for mental enrichment or fun for the dog and owner, like shake or spin. Animal training jargon can differ quite dramatically between trainers and countries, but this is the most important distinction to understand. Training tails. A classic case of the power of training is Banjo the Kelpie, who was rescued by Jen's sister, Sammy. Sammy had not owned Kelpies before, but was fully aware of the physical requirements of owning that breed before she took the plunge. She'd wake before the sun rose every morning to take Banjo for an hour's run in the bush. Then, in the afternoon, would do either a trip to the dog beach or park or a solid game of fetch with a ball chucker. Banjo was in good physical condition, but struggled to wind down after activities and was beginning to act out. Barking, rounding up other dogs at the park, chasing other animals, and refusing to respond to known cues like come and stay. We explained to Sammy that while she was doing a great job meeting the physical needs of a Kelpie, she wasn't doing much to work and satisfy that very intelligent Kelpie brain. We set Sammy a new training plan. Every second day, instead of going to the dog park, she had to teach Banjo a new skill. With our guidance, in just a few months, Banjo knew drop, crawl, flip to heel, spin, speak on cue, shake, kiss, and how to find Vegemite in a jar hidden in the backyard. In Sammy's own words, she couldn't believe how enjoyable it was to teach Banjo new things once we got going. We paired this with some crating exercises to help Banjo learn to relax. He was a new dog, and Sammy has a newfound love and understanding of training.